Getting You Home. Colin Bloomfield on BBC Radio Derby.
4:10. Hello to Rams and BBC Radio Derby fan Matt, who I hope is listening right now because we befriended him on our Christmas party last night, which was very, very good. Now, I just want to clear up one or two rumours. There has been plenty of speculation flying around today. The speculation has been rife about some goings-on last night at the Radio Derby Christmas party. And yes, the rumours are indeed true. Karaoke was done by myself and Phil Tro. We did a duet of Shakin' Stevens and Merry Christmas, everyone. So I'd like to apologise to anybody who was in that said bar last night and had to listen to us. It was just truly horrendous. It just goes to show. You have a couple of beers and, well, quite frankly, you know, it's just a horrible, horrible listen. So, yeah, apologies to anybody who was in Derby City Centre last night who might have heard some kind of cat screaming. Actually, no, it was us doing Shakin' Stevens. But we had a very, very good night. And it's amazing, you know, there are some people who you work with who you never really get to kind of see outside of work. So you never really kind of know about stuff away from what goes on at Radio Derby, and you don't really see people's hidden talents. Now, if you were listening to us yesterday, you might have heard me mention Alex, who works behind the scenes on the programme. He's the guy who at 34 decided it was a good idea to have blonde highlights. Him, yes. So last night, now I always knew that Alex was a bit musical, but last night he decided to do a bit of karaoke as well. And I can only describe it as somewhere something like a Subo moment, because you remember that moment when Susan Boyle walked on stage for Britain's Got Talent, and to be perfectly honest, you know, the likes of Simon Cowell and Amanda Holden, they thought she's going to be rubbish. And I have to say, despite Alex, you know, being fairly musical, I wasn't expecting a great deal. Anyway, he got up, he got his microphone in his hand, and he sang absolutely brilliant. It was definitely a BBC Radio Derby Subo moment. And the song he sang just got absolutely everybody dancing and singing and clapping and in a really good mood for what was a very, very cold Thursday night. And I thought, you know what? This record was so good. I'm going to play it this afternoon. Enjoy this, The Beatles.
1, 2, 3, 4! See you.
Yes, definitely, definitely one of these songs from last night at the Christmas party with the karaoke we did. Just really, really good. It's amazing. Just everybody in the bar we were in just got up and started dancing to that and clapping and cheering and shouting. And it was really, really good. The Beatles, and I saw her standing there from Colin Bloomfield at 4:15.